Thomas for Relief at the Pump. I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News. After a brief respite from record highs, gas prices are moving back up.
Oil industry analyst Trilby Lumberg says the recent price rise reversed a pattern of 17 weeks of drops.
We have a jump of 21 cents per gallon in the past 2 weeks to $3.99.
However, while the Biden administration is blaming OPEC's announcement that it is cutting oil production for the rise in prices, Lumberg says the OPEC move is not what it seems because it's a reduction in the target quota and not in actual production, and according to her, should not have a large impact on price.
December brings two other more important oil price factors, and that is the ban on importing Russian oil and products and the price caps on Russian oil.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
The White House tempering President Biden's recent remarks that the world faces a nuclear Armageddon from Russia. White House National Security Advisor John Kirby tells ABC's This Week there is no imminent threat.
We're monitoring this very, very closely. And what I can tell you is that through all that process, we just simply haven't seen an indication that Mr. Putin has either made a decision to use nuclear weapons in Ukraine or has done anything to get closer to that decision-making process.
Meanwhile, Russian President Putin is calling the partial destruction of a critical bridge to Crimea an act of terrorism by Ukrainian special services. Two people were shot outside the home of New York Republican gubernatorial candidate Lee Zeldin this afternoon. Suffolk County police confirmed the shooting, but say it was unrelated to the Zeldins. Congressman Zeldin issued a statement saying his two daughters heard the gunshots and ran upstairs, where they called 911. Zeldin says he and his wife were not at home, as they had just left a Columbus Day parade in the Bronx. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Top Biden administration officials met in person this weekend with the Taliban. Fox's Ted Lindner with more.
The talks held in Doha for the first time since al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri was killed by the U.S. this past summer reportedly involved the CIA's deputy director and a top State Department official who met with a Taliban delegation, which included their head of intelligence. The U.S. has accused the Taliban of a clear and blatant violation of the Doha agreement, which was brokered by the Trump administration, which said that the Taliban would not harbor terrorists if the U.S. forces withdrew from Afghanistan, which they did in August of 2021. The White House last month called cooperation with the Taliban on counterterrorism a work in progress. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
NASA's attempt to push an asteroid has created an interesting cosmic side effect.
NASA celebrated last month its spacecraft called DART, or Double Asteroid Redirection Test, as it slammed into the asteroid called Dimorphos. NASA is hoping to see if it changed the rock's orbit around a larger asteroid. The goal is to see if similar technology could redirect an asteroid with Earth in its path, should one ever be. But now it's learned that DART's impact is leaving a dusty cloud trail, which so far is 6,000 miles long. DART essentially created a comet. Eben Brown, Fox News.
A recent change in PayPal's user agreement threatens to fine users up to $2,500 if they use a service to promote misinformation. Arizona GOP Senate nominee Blake Masters reacting to the change.
We need to ban companies at that level, at that size, especially if they're touching banking or if they're in social media, we're going to ban these companies from discriminating against users because of the political content of their speech.
Masters, I'm Fox's Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo. I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.